Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, the scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in Proverbs 27, the first 20 verses. Proverbs 27, verses 1 through 20. But first we will sing from Psalter 387, stanzas 1 through 4. To God my earnest voice I raise, to God my voice imploring praise. Before his face my grief I show, and tell my trouble and my woe. 1 through 4 of 387.
Scripture reading will be out of Proverbs 27, verse 1 through 20. But first we read the law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. A stone is heavy, and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Wrath is cruel, and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. As a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. Thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity, for better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. My son, be wise, and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproacheth me. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. He that blesseth his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. A continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Whoso hideth her, hideth the wind, and the ointment of his right hand, which bewrayeth itself. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. As in water face answereth to face, so the heart of man to man. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Thus far.
We hope to remember in prayer this morning Mr. and Mrs. Brendan DeYoung, who were blessed with a well-born boy in this past week. Also, Lori N. Arnoldusen, who must receive surgery for the removal of her tonsils in the week to come. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, we may gather together in this thy Sabbath day after a week in which so much has taken place, all known very well unto thee, and we may acknowledge thee for the sparing of our lives, that each and every one of us may come together in this morning hour. Wilt thou also look upon those that mourn, that have stood in the week gone by at an open grave? Wilt thou supply for them and for all those who now go forward in life without those whom they love and who they now have to miss? And then the journey that is here below, that can be filled with so many toils and so many cares. It is a consequence of our own sin. Wilt thou give us an understanding heart, that we may know from where all our misery proceeds? That our fist may not be raised to heaven, which lives in our hearts, but that we may learn to point the finger upon ourselves, show to us our wretchedness and our misery, and wilt thou grant us true repentance, true sorrow, and that we have sinned against such a good-doing God as thou art, that thy mercies that are so manifold may be pressed upon our hearts. Also remember those who have lost their possessions in the week that is gone by. As some in our midst in a small way in comparison with others that have lost homes and all that they have. Lord, supply for each and every one of them. And wilt thou give also a heart to bow under all thy doings, that we may see and feel that all that is here below is passing away. A vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. A vanity of vanities, all is vanity. But we are cleaving here below with our hearts to all that is passing. Oh, we need to be given understanding hearts by thee. Wilt thou then look upon all those that have special needs at this time in the way of the houses and possessions? But wilt thou also remember all the other needs that are known unto thee and some not known unto us, but the burdens that are carried? also in our midst, each a house having its own cross, O Lord, that Thou may give, as we have sung out of Thy word, when gloom and sorrow come past me, the path I take is known to Thee, and all the toils that foes do lay, to snare Thy servant in his way. O Lord, Thou knowest how that Satan is busy in a special way against Thy own people, on the instruments that He is using also here below. O, could it please Thee to teach us that path that Thy servant knew, and that path that it leads unto Thyself in all the gloom and in all the sorrow and in all the toils and in all the snares. And wilt Thou watch over and protect Thy people? O, deliver them from their greatest enemy. Thou knowest that he goes about as a roaring lion and as an angel of light. Oh, then so often they fear to succumb under all the attacks of that prince of darkness. And then, Lord, Thou art hiding Thy face so often from Thy children. Oh, Lord, why hidest Thou Thy face, they cry to Thee, and Thou standest behind our wall. Oh, could it please Thee to show Thyself through the lattice? Oh, do arise for the sake of Thy Zion. They cannot uphold themselves. Oh, their sin that is known to Thee, remember not, O God, the sins of long ago, and also, Lord, even of this very day. And but wilt Thou forgive and blot them out? And wilt Thou cast them into that sea of everlasting forgetfulness? And wilt Thou have mercy amidst well-deserved wrath? And do show unto us a token for good? Oh, that Thou knowest where that we are, and that Thou knowest who that we are, and that Thou wouldst draw nigh unto us with a token of Thy nearness, of Thy favor, of Thy presence, and that we may be given to feel that underneath are Thine everlasting arms. Wilt Thou look then upon Thy church? They are, it is one church from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. It is a church triumphant and it is a church militant. It is scattered over this whole world. Thou knowest all that they must endure. Thou knowest all that lives within their own miserable and wretched hearts. Oh, then we need to be delivered from ourselves. Oh, we need to be delivered from all temptation. We need that Thy arm may be stretched out, that we may be given also an eye to behold Thine only begotten Son. Look upon those that are persecuted for the sake of Thy name. Uphold them, encourage them, strengthen them to continue in the faith. And could it please Thee also to give a little reprieve. Be with all that are oppressed, all that are distressed in this world, for this world that is so full of misery. But wilt Thou give to rejoice in Thee, in the hope of Thy salvation, that the Meshach of this world, that is endured for a short time, that will soon be done, that the warfare will be accomplished, and that they may enter in where no sin shall come anymore, and where there is no more sorrow, and where God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Oh, give them that the heart may be in, that treasure may be above, that the heart may be there also, that there may be more and more longing in the life of thy children, to depart and to be with thee, which is far better. Wilt thou remember the child that must receive surgery in the coming week? Guide thou the hands of the physicians. Make thou all things well, as thou alone art able to do. And wilt thou give a little word in the heart of this child? Could it be for good, even in the days of her childhood, that the fear of thy name may live within her heart? Help the parents, and wilt thou supply for all parents to gather in the bringing up of our children? Oh, cause that our youth and our children may fear the Lord and remember their Creator in the days of their youth. Look upon the child that was born. The mother also gives strength unto both. Humble the parents under thy goodness. Give that it may be a child born to be born again. Oh, give them a sense of their great responsibility. Bring them also into their inner chambers before thee, for the sake of themselves and for their newborn child. Make thou all things well. Go before us in this morning hour. Lord, strengthen us for the labors of our hands. Thou alone knowest all that we stand in need of, for the body, but also for our mind, and also for our soul. Oh, fill us with concern. Oh, fill us with a desire, a living desire, after the true and the living God, that we may be able also to preach as a dying man unto dying people. For our time altogether is short. We know not what a day may bring forth. Then it can be the last time that we are gathered together in thy house. Oh, it can be the last time that we hear thy word, that we bring thy word. Oh, give then in this morning hour a blessing out of thy heavenly store for the sake of thy great name, and forgive and keep us from all our sin. For Jesus' sake, amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 162, stanzas 1 and 2. My soul in silence waits for God. My Savior, He has proved, He only is my rock and tower. I never shall be moved. My honor is secure with God. And my Savior, He is known, my refuge and my rock of strength are found in God alone. We announced that Mr. Hibbert DeLeo was elected deacon at our last members' meeting. Installation, the Lord willing, will take place on Sunday morning, July the 7th. Lawful objections must be brought to the attention of the consistory, and by July the 2nd, the last collection today is for the carpet and the pews. 162, all stanzas. Thank you. Congregation, the words of our text for this morning hour can be found in that portion of God's Word which was read to you, Proverbs chapter 27, thereof the 12th verse. Proverbs 27, the 12th verse. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. So far, the words of our text, which speaks about the simple and the prudent. First, the simplicity of the simple. And second, the prudence of the prudent. The simple and the prudent. The simplicity first of the simple, and the prudence second of the prudent. Thus, we have congregation by the Lord, a contrast. A contrast between persons whom he calls prudent and simple. What are they? What does that mean to be simple? Well, to be simple, that means to be naive. That means that a person is without sophistication. And now this word simple that is sometimes used in a positive sense, that is sometimes used for God's children themselves because they are simple in a certain sense, that is simple according to this world, that is without sophistication according to this world, then they are very often of little knowledge. And therefore the Lord says that he will give understanding unto the simple. But when a person that is without sophistication, that is in their naivety, then they also do not understand the craftiness of their enemies. And therefore, we read that the Lord preserveth the simple, that he cares for, that he himself will defend the simple ones. The book of Proverbs, Solomon says, that is to give subtlety, subtlety unto the simple. However, that word simple that is also used in a negative sense, that naivety that is to be without sophistication, actually to mean foolishness. That a person does not comprehend more than what he sees. That he does not think any further than what is in front of him. That he cannot comprehend connections. And that what is before him, what he feels, yes, that he understands. But what came before it and what are the consequences of it, that does not belong unto the simple. Thus, simple, that is, that we do not understand what the causes of something are. We also do not understand what the consequences of something are. Then we are simple. And this is the way that Solomon is using this term. When he is making a contrast between the prudent and the simple. Thus, the prudent, that is one who is sensible, one who is crafty, one who is shrewd. No, then we do not mean those words in a negative sense, but over against simplicity, then it is a person that does not only see what is in front of him, but it is a person who is making connections to the things that are not seen. Then he is prudent. There are simple people in the world. They are people who lack ability to consider things that are a little bit more complex. Children, never make fun of a simple person. No, because the Lord has given to each one of us all that we have. No, it is the opposite. Then you must help a simple person. Do you know what the Bible says, boys and girls? That the simple believe every word. They believe every word. And that is so. That is just like a little child. Then he believes every word that someone says to him because he is still simple. And there are those, they remain simple. And we never make fun of a simple person. Because they believe every word, they indeed are very vulnerable. They can come in very great danger. Thus, they are persons who need to be protected. The Apostle Paul, he writes to the Romans that they need to discipline those who with good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. And also, as Solomon speaks about punishing a wicked person, because he says, when we smite a scorner, then he says, the simple will beware. That is the way that we can instruct and teach a simple person. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. The Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians that not many wise men after the flesh are called, not many mighty, not many noble, but that the Lord has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Thus, not many wise men after this world are called. Thus, those that are called, that through church, they are not in general wise men after the flesh. And yet God is calling them prudent. Prudent. And those that are wise after the flesh, God is calling simple. That is a paradox. How is it with us? Prudent. What does that mean? Well, who is a prudent man? Solomon, he says, the prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. Indeed, that is the practice of the prudent in this world. He foreseeth the evil. What is evil? Sometimes the word evil is used for sin. Indeed, sin is evil. But there are also many other evils. They are the consequences of sin. Thus, he foreseeth the evil, he foreseeth the sin and hideth himself, yes, but here in a special way, it is he seeth the judgments and he hideth himself. He seeth the danger and he hideth himself. He seeth the punishment coming. And he hideth himself. He seeth harm. He seeth injury. He seeth adversity. He seeth whatever that it may be. And he hideth himself. Thus, he seeks to avert that harm that is coming. Thus, he is taking refuge from the storm. Oh, some of us had to do that too in the week gone by, children. There were some children here that had to go out of their home in this week. Why? Because there was a flood coming. Then it was for you prudent when you heard that water was coming. And then you have hid yourself. Thus, the prudent, when there is an alarm of war, then he is arming himself for that war. And then he is taking counsel against a disaster. What does it mean? That he is preparing himself beforehand. This is what Solomon, he is calling prudence. And that is exactly the opposite of what he says here is simplicity. The simple, he says, they pass on and are punished. Thus, the simple do not take heed until it comes to pass. The simple do not take heed until they see it immediately in front of them. Then beforehand it is not real to them. Beforehand, they cannot receive it. A storm, the sun is shining. And as long as that sun is shining, then all men can speak about a storm. But the simple, no, he does not see it before him. And because he does not see it before him, he passes on. And he is punished. War? I see no enemy. I see not a single soldier in the whole land. There is peace. Everyone goes about doing as normal. Arm myself. All the simple pass on and are punished as the men of Laish. They dwelt careless and secure, even as the Zidonians, until the Danites, they came upon them suddenly, and they slew them. O congregation, how many wise men after the flesh are there in this world? How many wise men after the flesh? How many educated persons? How many heads of state? How many heads of companies running great businesses, doing all kinds of commerce in this world with much prudence in this world? How many wise men after the flesh that are simple? According to the word of God. Us too. Prudent according to the world. Simple. Concerning our soul. I am healthy. And then I cannot imagine the time that I will be sick. Oh, and that I will die, and that I will come in judgment, and that I will stand before God, and so I pass on. I pass on. How was it this week? How was it this week? Funeral. And us. Oh, then we cannot apply congregation unto ourselves. Why not? Because we are simple. We see not God. And because we see Him not, then we think He does not exist. That thought ever come in your heart, young people? Is there really a God? I see the land, I see the mountains, I see all in this world, but is there a God? Do you know what that is? That is simplicity. According to the word of God, I have never experienced that anyone knew my heart. Can God know what lives within? The simple. We are born simple. We are born simple. That is our state. That is our condition. When we come into this world. In congregation, all the education that we can receive in this world doesn't change it. It does not change it. It does not give a simple man prudence. Ahithophel. That was a man. His counsel, we read in the Word of God, was as if a man asked at the oracle of God. So wise was that man. But he was a simple soul. A simple soul. Josiah. He was a prudent king. He had a simple son. A simple son. It is not inherited. Oh, the simple, Solomon says, the simple pass on and are punished. They pass on. Anything happen in their life? Oh, yes. A dear mother, a dear father, brother, sister, friend. They pass away. Oh, then they see. Then they feel. Then they mourn for a moment. And then they are buried beneath the earth. Then we do not see anymore. And then the simple, it says they pass on. Yes, they have an accident. And then all of a sudden, they tremble. They fear. They are shaken. They see. They feel. It is before them. It is now. And then they are spared. And the simple pass on. They become very sick. Maybe you have been very sick, children. They become very sick. They become afraid. They think, maybe I have to die. And then they recover. Maybe they have even made a vow. But when they are better again, then the simple, they cannot remember anymore because it is past, and they pass on. They pass on. They are caught in a terrible storm. They behold, they see the majesty of God. They feel something. They tremble. And then it clears. And the simple pass on. They hear a serious sermon. They hear the law. They hear about the judgment day. They hear about death. They hear about the curse. They hear about punishment. They tremble for a moment, and then they go home. And then the simple pass on. They pass on, and so it goes. Day after day, they pass on. And week after week, they pass on. And year after year, they pass on. Until they are punished. Congregation, the simplicity of the simple. Why? Because he considers only what he sees, only what he feels in the present moment. Cannot believe it will change. The Bible says in the last days they will scoff. Where is the promise of his coming? For from the foundation of the world, or everything continues on now as it was from the beginning. Where is the promise of his coming? We don't see it. And so they pass on. They go on unrepentant. Why? Solomon, he says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed when? Now. Because it is not executed speedily. Because it is not done today. For the simple. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them. To do evil. The simple pass on and are punished. Under what? Under the warnings. Under the invitations. Noah, 120 years preaching. But congregation also building. Before them an ark. But the simple pass on and are punished. 10 times Pharaoh was warned. 10 times Pharaoh felt the hand of the Lord. It was increasing and increasing and increasing. But the simple pass on and are punished. Nebuchadnezzar is made to eat grass like the oxen, but the simple pass on and are punished. What will it be said of us? The congregation, enough about the simple. Let us turn. We want to consider together the prudence of the prudent, but we will sing first. Psalter 139, 3 through 6. Our God shall surely come, nor silence shall he keep. Devouring fire shall herald him, about him storms shall sweep. 3 through 6 of 139. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. What congregation makes a prudent man. What makes a man to be prudent? Are we not all born simple? And is not genetics and education and providence and warnings, are not all of these insufficient to change our simplicity? Solomon, he says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. Who is that wisdom? That is the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, that prudence that is a fruit of the new birth, of regeneration. There is no other origin for that prudence. Can be gained in no other way to remove our simplicity, our naivety, our unsophistication. Are we born again? You say, oh, if I knew it. If I only knew it. What a question for me. Is that a question for you? Do you know what Solomon, he speaks about here? He speaks about the fruits of regeneration. He speaks about what comes out of regeneration. He says how we may know by the signs, for by the fruits ye shall know them. How we may know. Oh, do you ask also that question? Am I his or am I not? Then we must listen. Because Solomon, he is speaking about the marks. And by those marks, that we may know of the existence of the work of God. And do you know what he says is a mark? Of that prudence, of that new birth, he says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil. He foreseeth the evil. How does a prudent man foresee the evil? Does he have special revelations from the Lord? Is that a man who can foresee into the future? No. No. He is subject to the same providences. He is subject to the same sermons, the word of God, as the simple. But do you know what Paul says? He says, for unto them was the gospel preached, as well as unto us, but it did not profit them. Why not? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Thus, the difference is that mixing with faith. Faith is, young people, catechism, confession class, faith that is a fruit of what? That is a fruit of the new birth. That is a fruit of regeneration. Thus, it is by faith that the warnings that are written in that word of God are believed by faith. They are received by faith. And thus, he says, he foresees. Children, do you know what it is to see? But do you know what it is to foresee? Foresee is to see before. That is to see before that it is there. What does Paul say about faith? He says faith is the substance of things hoped for. They are not seen yet. They are the evidence of things that are not seen. Evidence. That is what we have. That is what we have in our hand. Thus, he says it is a foreseeing. Faith is a foreseeing. Seeing before that we come there, before that the storm is there, before that the war is there, before that the soldiers appear. Then by faith it is received. By faith there is a certainty in it. When are we sure, children? When are we sure? You say, show it to me, then I will know. Show it to me. And when you see it, then you are sure, right? Then you are sure. That is faith. Faith, when it sees beforehand, and it is just as sure as when they saw it with their eyes. That is faith. Faith. It is evidence. Evidence of things that are not seen. Thus, to see them with the eyes or to see them by faith is one and the same. One and the same. Then it is received. Then it is believed. Congregation, guilt is felt. And then he knows, he is certain, he is sure that he must come in judgment. Do you know that? Are you certain of that? And now when we see that is a motive to do something, isn't it? When we come, when that trumpet is blown, we read it in the Bible, when the trumpet is blown and he shall appear on the clouds of heaven, O congregation, we are going to do something. Do you know what we are going to do? Do you know what many will do, children? They are going to flee. They are going to flee. They are going to cry. When we hear in that moment, then the Bible says we are going to cry to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. When we see, because when we see, then we will be moved to do. Well, congregation, faith, that is a foreseeing. A prudent man foreseeth. And he sees, when he sees by faith, that is the same as to see with his eyes, then what does he do? He does something. That is the second mark. Not only does he foresee, oh, do we foresee? Then he does something. We read more. The prudent man foreseeth the evil and he hideth himself. He hideth himself. So we will do when we see. So does the prudent man do when he foresees. Pharaoh believed the word of the Lord by Joseph through his dream. And he said to Joseph, you must now do as you have said. Prepare 7 years before that he saw the dearth. 7 years. All those years that heathen man, he was preparing by his servant Joseph. Oh, the prudent man foreseeth the evil and he hideth himself. Josiah believed the word of the Lord. They found the book of the law, what was written, the judgments of the Lord. And he foresaw. He believed it by faith. What did he do? He rent his clothes. He rent his clothes and he sent, we read, to inquire of the Lord. All faith is not indifferent. No. Opposite. Does faith cause men congregation to be careless and profane? Oh no. We read it here. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. And that hiding that is coming always before that evil is coming, before that it is seen, before that it is felt. And that preparing that is making them often the scorn of the simple. The scorn of the simple. The sons-in-law of Lot, when he came to warn them, get thee out of this place, for the Lord is going to destroy this city. What do we read? Then he seemed like one that mocked. Oh, they could not receive it. What do we read of Noah? Moved with fear, he prepared an ark to the saving of his house. 120 years preached. Not one. Joined him in that ark. Not one foresaw the evil, but they passed on and they were punished. But Noah, he foresaw the evil and he hid himself. What was the basis? Faith. Faith. He believed the word of the Lord, that the judgments were coming because of sin. And he has looked about him. And he has seen the sin. And in his heart he has known that it cannot be otherwise, but that the Lord has to punish this sin. And the Lord has directed him in the building of that hiding place where he has found a refuge from the judgments of the Lord. Oh, children, the Lord shut him in. The Lord shut him in. So safe was Noah in the day that those judgments came. Oh, what a blessed emblem of the Lord Jesus Christ. From Genesis to Revelation, portrayed unto the whole world, congregation. Why? The Lord publishing that word and giving it also unto us. The name of the Lord that is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, we read, and are safe. Oh, the prudent, because of that faith, that believing the judgments are coming, so that need for that refuge, that need for that hiding place that is worked in their soul. Because of sin, then they may feel it in their own heart. Oh, do we not believe it? Do we think that the Lord is going to look through his fingers at sin, at the sin of this world, at the sin of our nation, at the sin of our churches, at our own sin, at our own sin, at our own sin. Bunyan, his pilgrim, he has the book in his hand and he is trembling. Why? That city that is to be destroyed, that man, he is given prudence. And by that prudence, he foresees the evil. He says, I have to die and I have to appear before God. Oh, he foresees it. The evidence of things that are not seen. And now that evangelist, he is pointing him. He is pointing him where? He is pointing him unto that place of refuge. He is pointing him unto that wicked gate. Oh, he is pointing him unto the Son of God. He is pointing him unto the cross. He is pointing him unto him who says, I am the door. If any man will enter in by me, he shall go in and he shall go out. And he shall find pasture. Oh, could he see him? No. Hidden. Can you see him? People of the Lord. Hidden. So often is he not. Is that not the reality? Standing behind our wall. And when he did not see him, what did he do? O congregation, then he is seeking. He is seeking. Why? Because he has foreseen. He has foreseen the evil. And he has believed the judgments. And he cannot remain where he is. And even when he cannot see him, then he is searching and searching and searching if haply he might find him. Or what does David say? He says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Oh, what do they find in him? Oh, he says, Lord, thou art my refuge and my hiding place, my portion, he says, in the land of the living. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple congregation, they pass on. And they are punished. Oh, there are both simple and there are prudent in this world. Where do we stand? They are the marks. They are the marks. Foreseeing. Have we foreseen? Hiding. Or have we also found a hiding place. Young people, Solomon also speaks about simple people. Proverbs 7. Will you read it when you come home? Read that chapter. Or shall I read it for you? You ask your father to read it at the table this evening. Proverbs 7. Then he speaks about the simple. And what does he say about the simple? That they go in the way of temptation. Just like Eve, when she went near unto that tree of knowledge of good and evil, she went near it. Oh, what is the practice of the prudent? The prudent, by that true regeneration, they foresee something. When they see the temptation, and when it is right, because it is not always right, often it is not right. But when it is right, then they foresee the evil. They see that there is sin there. And they see that there is sin here. And what are they doing? Oh, they are running when it is right. And often it is not right. Oh, Joseph, young man, fled. He fled that place. Do you know what we read in the Word of God? We read about what you will listen to, young people. What you will listen to. Solomon. He gives more instruction. He gives more direction. And then he says something also about what you hear. And he says, cease to hear. Cease to hear. That instruction that causeth thee to err from the words of knowledge. Don't listen. Don't listen. Flee. Oh, we cannot trust ourselves. Why? Because, congregation, we are so simple. That is what you and I are from ourselves. Simplicity. Oh, do not trust yourself, young people, when you see temptation. Do not trust yourself. Do not think that you can play with fire and that you will not be burned. Prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. But the simple pass on and are punished. Oh, David did not trust Saul, and he fled. He fled. And when Ahab would kill Elijah, the Lord said, Elijah, flee. Flee unto that brook Cherith, which is before the Jordan. For congregation, what do we read in the Word of God? We read about a man. He built his house upon a rock. And then another man. He built his house upon the sand. What would you say of that man? What would you say of that man, children? Young people, what would you say of him? He built his house upon the sand. You would say, that is a simple man. That is a simple man. Why? Because he only sees a cloud in the sky. But he doesn't believe that the floods are coming and that the wind is also going to blow. and that the rain is going to come. He is simple. How is it with us? Are we also so simple that we are building our house still upon the sand? Do we believe the word of God that the floods are coming? That the floods are coming? That the rain is coming? That the wind is soon going to blow? Do we believe the word of God that soon we will stand together before the judgment seat of God? Soon. Soon. We read of the people in Egypt. Moses, he said, it is going to hail. Make your cattle to flee into the barns. You know what we read? He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle to flee into the houses. But he who regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. That was the difference between the prudent and the simple. Congregation, how is it with us? It is not whether that we are rich or poor, because to enter into that hiding place that is without money and that is without price. It is not whether we are great or small, because in that hiding place, there will be princes and there will be servants. It matters not how great and how awfully that we have sinned against the Lord and man, because in that hiding place is the chiefest of the sinners. But, did we foresee the evil? And have we found a refuge? Or have we fled by grace to that refuge to lay hold upon him? That hope, Paul says, that is set before us. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, it is thy word, and we have no ability to preach thy word. But thou art able to bring one word in our heart. Oh, we ask it of thee. Oh, we ask for the time of thy good pleasure, that we may become from simple people to prudent people. Oh, grant us a new birth. Grant us regeneration. Give us faith. Cause us to believe thy word. The judgments, the punishments, the cause, the sin, the hiding place. Thy dear Son, glorify thyself in us, forgiving what is sinful in thy holy sight. Give thy children comfort. For Jesus' sake, amen. 248, 1 through 4. The man who once has found abode within the secret place of God shall with Almighty God abide and in his shadow safely hide. 1 through 4 of 248.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.